Bonjour, I'm Dale Northbird, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life Show. We're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Northbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Welcome back to the Ojibwe Way of Life. You know, so often we talk about the superficial things that occur in our lives that directly correlate with our ancestors. Meaning that, you know, we don't really live that way anymore. So for those non-natives, they need to realize we don't live that way anymore. But those ways have a very significant thing about them, and maybe if we try, and I do see our people, you know, reconstructing those same different environments, going into those environments and reconstructing those ways of life, and that's a good thing, because then we can, instead of just looking at those like in a museum or something, you know, we're actually seeing ourselves and knowing what it takes to live in those kind of conditions and those kind of ways. And they just didn't just live like that, you know. It was it was a comfortable thing for them. They thrived in that kind of environment naturally. So, you got to take bits and pieces of something and add it to your life. We do that all the time, you know, especially with these jobs that we do. Just take, for example, maybe a corporate job. We know that we have to make decisions that affect the corporation daily, on a daily basis. And we kind of get good at our jobs, you know. We learn to deal with emails, and we learn to deal by phones and texting, and it's a computerized world. Now, if you took somebody from that era back then and try to put them in there, you know, it would be a little bit of a difficult thing for them to handle. But now it's a computer age, and it's a now age, is what I call it. And we start to put those things together into our lives. And yet, those other things are always calling us all the time, too. You know, how did we live, you know? And what kind of... It wasn't so rugged as we think it is, you know? It was very comfortable. We lived in harmony and tune with everything around us. Like I taught in the last show, you know, how all these environmental things, which are animals, plants, we adapted to those ways of life. Just like here in the Northland, we have a lot of woods, and we're surrounded by water, and the food that comes out the water, and those, this and that. Now you get down to the Southwest, where it's more dry and arid, and a lot of sand and cactus, you know, they utilize all of that down there, and they live in harmony with it. So when we get to go back into going back into time, when we start to reconstruct some of these things that we used to use a long time ago, take for example maybe a lodge, you know, reconstructing a lodge in itself was an art back then, and we can still do it now, you know. Some of us, we use power tools. Some of us, we can just go out into the woods and reconstruct them and do what we need to do to make them livable. So a place to seek shelter. And there's other things that we can do, you know, that that correlate with all of that, such as the Durbus Hut, you know, and we can take some of those things because this land is rich in fallen trees and leaves and fallen branches, and we can utilize those things. Even the rocks that we got, you know, we can utilize some of them here. Them shale rocks are kind of sharp when you pull them apart, you know. And break them apart, you can get some sharp enough shale out of there, you know, to use them to cut things, you know. Rocks are hard enough to break the bones and the shins of the deer after you get them, and that's when you're supposed to splinter the bones, is to use them as needles, and you grind them down using the stones that are available here. And we, you know, there's little things like that. And the weed goob, you know, we all know what that is. The basswood tree, you know, we go in and get the inner bark, and we can utilize that same way with the birch bark, and we make baskets and those types of things. And once again, you know, we're utilizing our environment. We know how to operate in this area here. And everybody, no matter who they are, in order to clear their mind, you know, I mean, we got to have those connections. Because it can't be all about computers, you know. And we got to have that connection back to the earth, that good, good soil. And then how to connect with all of that and how to be in harmony enough, you know, so that you can operate in this area with the deer, the fish, the plants, you know, because they do provide food, you know. And if you really think about it, the corporate world, you really don't need that world other than, you know, when it gets you money. Well, the other world, which is the woods and the environment, they really connect you, and they provide. They'll provide everything that you absolutely need. So, okay, well, now this is another segment done here, and glad you joined us, and we'll be talking to you again next week. All right, I hope you tune on in. And so, all right, miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back in next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Meet you.